Specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this public meeting, public hearing. It is 10 o'clock a.m. on May 23rd, 2024. We are holding this public hearing virtually, and I would like to thank you for taking the time to attend this hearing and provide feedback. We will now begin the scheduled public hearing for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed language for WAC 458-20-182 warehouse businesses and WAC 458-20-18201 warehouse and grain elevators and distribution centers exemptions remittance. Other persons present for this meeting include Brent Madison in his role as the department's rules coordinator, Kathy Holder and Barbara Imperio, management analysts, who are monitoring or recording equipment as this hearing is being recorded. Besides Department of Revenue staff, we have parties on the phone for this public hearing. For the record, please identify yourself, who you are representing, and whether you have comments that you would like to make. Can you unmute yourself and identify yourself and who you represent? I see we have Robert Sinclair. Robert, can you unmute yourself?
Oh, I'm Robert Sinclair. I'm with the Department of Revenue Audit Division. I'm the oil and gas industry specialist.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Oh, thank you. This public hearing is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 34.05 RCW, the Administrative Procedure Act. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public on the proposed changes to Rules 182 and the creation of Rule 18201. This hearing was announced through publication in the State Register as WSR 24-09-053, which was filed with the Code Reviser on April 15, 2024, and by notification to interested persons. Copies of this rule are available if you did not receive a copy or would like to have an additional one. The rule as proposed is written in the legislative drafting style. New language is underlined and language to be deleted is shown by strikeout. We will consider any comments received pertaining to the proposed changes to the rule. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may also send written comments to the attention of myself, Perry Stern, no later than May 31st, 2024. And my email address is in the comments. Before opening the hearing for comments, I will briefly outline the key points in the proposed rule draft. The department is revising Rule 182 to clarify and update the following: to update the definitions for storage warehouse and warehouse to match the definitions in RCW 8204-280 and 8208-820. Additionally, this rulemaking effort adds subsections regarding dry stack storage, portable self-storage containers, prescription drug warehousing, and other rules to reference. Other changes have been made to enhance readability of the rule. The department proposes Rule 18201 to provide information about the qualifying criteria, application, and documentation requirements for the retail sales and use tax exemptions provided in RCW 8208-820 and 8212-820, respectively. Based on the public meeting held on March 19, 2024, a summary of the comments received and the department's response to the comment are as follows. Suggestion to add in the definition section a statement on the status on the storage of finished goods manufactured on site. The department did not add this statement to the rule. We will now proceed to the public comment portion of this hearing. If you have a comment, please identify yourself for the record and any organization that you're representing. We also appreciate receiving written testimony. If you have written testimony, you can email it to me at the email address in the chat so that it can be a part of the permanent rulemaking file. Does anyone have a comment they would like to make about the proposed rule draft as written? Sorry, are there any comments? Okay, thank you. Before closing this public hearing, I will recap the rulemaking process. This has been the public hearing on the proposed changes to WAC 458-20-182, warehouse businesses, and WAC 458-20-18201, warehouse and grain elevators and distribution centers exemption remittance. Based on comments made today or received in writing, additional changes may be made before the final revised rule is filed for adoption with the Office of the Code Reviser. Unlike today's public hearing, the final filing of a rule is not a public process. This filing is just a filing of the notice of adoption. Absent an emergency adoption, or unless otherwise stated, a rule becomes effective 31 days after filing for adoption. To the extent that rule changes are the result of specific statutory changes, such changes are effective on the effective date of the law change, regardless of when the rule is adopted. Thank you for participating in this public hearing. If you are not on the department's rule notification list, did not receive a notice of today's hearing directly from the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities related to this rule, please provide Kathy Holder and Barbara Imperio with your name, mailing address, and email address. This public hearing is now adjourned. For the record, the time is now 10:07 a.m.